Danny, how are you feeling ahead of the big fight night now, coming up on Saturday night?
Well, it's good. Training's went well, so just looking forward to the fight night now and get in and do the business.
This is your first ever headliner, would it be correct in saying?
Yeah, first ever headliner, first six round fight. So I'm glad I got to do it back close to home.
Tell me, talk to me about mentality. Does mentality change now, as in the fact that this is your first headliner gig? Would it be correct in saying a bit of added pressure? Maybe you'd thrive in that.
Yes and no. Like, I kind of just see it as another fight. It's just another opponent that I'll have to go in and try and beat and go in. It's just another ring. Just get in and do the business.
How difficult has preparation been ahead of this one? Is it difficult getting fights and training, or is it just ahead of case of putting your head down and training hard?
Yeah, it's just put the head down and train hard twice a day, 6 days a week. And yeah, I work full time on top of that as well. So it's definitely difficult, and it's definitely got its challenges, but I love it. So that's why I keep showing up.
Delighted you turned professional?
Yeah, best decision I made.
As a man, proud reform man looking down us here this evening, how much of an influence have you seen in your career, the one and only Peter O'Donnell?
Yeah, massive. You know, Peter was always around the club. You can feel his presence kind of not there anymore, but Peter was always a massive presence in the club, and I'm sure everybody feels it as well.
A native of Stabran, I'm sure you'll be hoping for a big local support in Finn Valley on Saturday night.
Hi, they'll all be going mental, so they will whenever I get in the ring, and hopefully get in a good fight.
In terms of a young boy growing up, was it always going to be boxing? And did you have an idol growing up, maybe just Jason Quigley?
I was kind of in the football to start, but then I never really stuck at it. I was always coming and going from it. And then my mum kind of said to me, like, you should probably stick to the boxing, I think, here. Because my brother was always a lot better at the football. That meant I was always just doing it because he was doing it. But then she kind of said to me, you should just stick to the boxing.
Excited for Saturday night, and what's your message? Maybe the supporters listening to this, maybe they may get standing tickets. What's your message to them people that they may come along and support you?
Oh, a big thanks to everybody that has bought a ticket, and big shout out to my sponsors as well for helping me out throughout camp. And whenever I get in the ring, for everybody that's still questioning about coming, like, I will be going to put on an entertaining fight.
Could there be a title fight coming up later in the year?
Hopefully, I'll get the first six rounder done, and then I should be eligible for a title.
That's absolutely fantastic. Would that be a case of a dream come true? Like, that was always been the back of your mind, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I'd love to do it close to home, hopefully, for another headline fight down the line.